Hey everybody, and welcome to House Brew Heroes. My name is Aaron Souza, and I'm your host and game master, and sitting with me today are the good guys.
Yay!
Hey, good guys. Good guy number one. You know what? Let's get to
number one. Which one of us is number one?
Ooh, Leah looked first, so I think that she's good guy number one.
I'm good guy number one. My player name, Leah. I'm Leah. Mm-hmm. I'm playing the character Serenel. She's a half-elf rogue. Backstory-wise, she's been a bit of a loner and on her own for a while, kind of took off from home, did her own thing, and then hooked up with these weirdos and decided to maybe do some good, maybe get some gold, who knows?
Little bit of good, little bit of bad. Thanks, Leah. Moving on to good guy number two.
Hey.
By Michael Stevens.
Howdy. Hey, guys. I'm Michael Stevens. I'm playing Robin Moonwhisper. He is a half-elf rogue monk hybrid.
So,
I said rogue.
You said you were a rogue?
I'm a dumbass.
Oh, no.
We're not going back. I'm a ranger. Just pretend I didn't say
you're not yet. Sneaky and stabby at all. So a ranger is kind of like Aragorn in The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
is probably the most famous ranger I can think of.
Lives super hot, smoking a pipe with my hood on in the back of a bar. That's what she is.
And Robin Moonwhisper, so you are a rogue, but you're also a monk.
I'm a 15-year-old boy. I'm just looking for a role model, and I'm also dealing with regular teenage shit, but I'm a half-elf rogue superhero wannabe, so, yeah, it's tough.
Moving on to good guy number three. The world of Koa knows him as Slag Skulltaker, but we around this table know him as TJ Rowe. Hey, TJ!
Hi, Aaron.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Would you like to tell the audience just a little bit more about yourself?
Slag Skulltaker. He is a half-orc druid, which I know is apparently not normally what people do. But
it's a little uncommon.
His orc half-brothers didn't really like him because he was a half-human, and they were like, that is like an abomination. You're gross. We don't want to hang out with you. You're a loser. And they used to keep me in and around just the woods all the time. I would just kind of hang out there by myself, or sometimes they'd like, you know, put a vine around me and tie me to a tree. I got out eventually. I got out. And really, I think that he's a villain just because he's looking for good people who want to, you know,
he's a
be
villain?
Good. No, I'm sorry.
Are you a villain?
No.
Are you sitting at the wrong table right now?
Volunteers is the word I was looking for.
You're a volunteer.
Yes. So I think he just wants to be a volunteer because maybe other good people can be friends with this.
That's lovely.
I'm going to keep my eye on you to see if you have any villainous tendencies and if you might be swinging sides.
I would cry. If Slag was a villain, I'd literally cry.
I know. It would be hard to believe.
Yeah, I believe it.
Oh, he's got one little buddy.
Tell us about...
His name is Dildert, and Slag, because he's a druid, so he's got some powers that relate to nature. So he kind of like clumped up a little dirt clod man and then cast the thing was one of his first spells that he did, really, was he kind of like figured out he just really wanted a friend, and he just like tapped this dirt clod named Dildert, and he started walking around. He doesn't really talk much, but, you know, he likes to hang out, chill on his shoulder sometimes.
Oh.
I'm hoping that I can find the audio clip of when you first created Dildert in one of our practice sessions that was recorded, and I would play it right now. All right.
And we're back.
Oh my goodness, that was so funny.
That was funny. Speaking of things that we made up, this is just a question, you could totally edit this out. How many days of the week were there? There were like 13 days of the week or something like that?
So there are 12 days
12
in
days.
A normal week in Koa. But
did we name
some,
them all?
We did not name all of the days of the week yet. If anybody wants to suggest names for new days of the week, find us over on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is HouseBrewHeroes. And so is our Instagram. If you want to direct message us there, I don't know how Instagram works. I don't know if they
can
just
can
call
that.
Us out publicly.
You can do both.
But if you guys out there want to suggest some names for our days, we still need...
Draw a picture of what would happen
names.
On that day.
Yeah, because one of them was named, right? Oh, okay.
One of them is Sagger Day.
Sagger Day.
No.
Sagger Day.
No.
Sagger Day. Sagger Day. Oh, yeah. I have, all right, okay. Well,
he said Saturday, and I relived that song, and then it happened. I lived it again.
Man, that song is the best inside joke that nobody else will know. No. Because we probably don't have that recording anymore. I probably lost it. I wiped my computer to prepare for this season, and this is episode number one.
Whoop whoop.
Serenel, Slag, and Robin. The three of you have been traveling together for quite some time as volunteers. Now, for those listening, volunteers in this world refer to bounty hunter groups that take contracts from a larger faction called the Automaton. The Automaton are a lawful and heroic religious sect that maintains a tentative peace in the world. So you guys have been traveling around for, let's say, maybe a couple months. I don't know. You know better than I do. And while the three of you were between jobs in Matsuri City, Serenel has received a message from an old mentor, Professor Shale. Hello there. I'm Professor Shale. People call me the Professor of Bestiology. The world is inhabited by such wonderful beasts. Some people keep beasts as pets, and others use them for fights. Me, I study beasts as a profession. I'm glad to hear that you have decided to become a beastmaster yourself. A little late compared to most, but I'm excited for you to start your adventure nonetheless. Come to my research lab in Mallet Town, just north of Matsuri City. And I'll show you what I'm working on. A world of dreams and adventures with beasts awaits. Let's go!
It took me longer than it should have to realize what was about to happen.
And it signed Professor Shale.
Professor Shale.
In the postscript, I hear you're running around with the Horror Man's apprentice. Bring him and his friend with you. My project should be able to help the boy if he is seeking out his old mentor. If you need to spend the night, tell Hammerstone at the Plum that Shale set you up in room one.
We're gonna walk to Mallet Town. Sounds
good. Brought our stuff.
I don't think there's a better way to spend a Wednesday night than just going for a nice stroll.
Yeah.
Wednesday night.
A day where the sun doesn't rise. Wednesday. A new midweek day in the 12, sometimes 13 day week of Koa. We now have 2 days. Wednesday.
That's it.
And Saturday.
That's it. No more for me.
So you guys embark on your journey to Mallet Town, and as you're walking down a dirt path, a fat friar in brown robes shuffles past you. And you overhear him saying,
oh, it's not fair. It's not fair.
Guys, we should go over to that man in a dress crying.
Yeah, he's wearing brown robes, and on his hood around his robe there is an insignia of a hammer.
I'm just gonna go, hammer some?
Hmm?
Okay, that was a good guess on my part.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, we were...
Yes, I know what you want. You want my blessing. And I can't give it to you.
Blessing for what?
Yeah, man.
The blessing of Hammerstone.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Huh?
Do you really know?
Do I really know?
Tell me what.
I don't know what it is, but I want a blessing.
That's fair. Two blessings.
Does anybody want to check if they know what it is? You can make a history check if you'd like.
Probably, definitely won't be good at
that. That's
this.
A 3.
17.
17
he
total?
He actually might know what that is.
Robin, you grew up in Matsuri City, correct?
Oh, yeah.
So you grew up half a day's away from Mallet Town.
Mm-hmm.
So you would know that in Mallet Town, there is a religious sect who are known as the Heralds of Hammerstone, and they worship Harbic Hammerstone, who is fabled to have helped Baruda shape and build the world.
How do you spell Harbic?
H-A-R-B-E-K.
I got that.
Harbic.
Same.
Cool.
I went with I-C.
I also went with I-C.
It should be I-C.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm not, like, I wasn't part of this religion. I just grew up next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not crazy. There's a bunch of people that believe in this guy, Harbert Camerstone. They say that he created the whole world with Baruta. I don't know. I kind of believe it was just Baruta that created the whole thing. But I'm not trying to get an argument. I respect your beliefs.
If Harbert built it, then what did Baruta do?
Hammerstone smiled upon you. I'm sorry, what was your question?
If Harbick built it, then what did Baruta do?
Harbick helped Baruta shape the world. You see, dwarves are excellent builders, and Harbick was, well, we believe him to be the very first dwarf.
Okay.
We respect your beliefs.
I respect your beliefs.
That came out of your mouth.
We all know how the great Hammerstone helped build Matsuri City.
I'm sorry, everyone knows that Matsuri City has a very complicated plumbing system. Do you think that some dwarf god... I'm sorry, Baruta is the most organized god there
well, maybe,
is in
maybe
the pantheon.
Maybe he was like a city planner. Like, Baruta's the city planner. Yeah,
and Harbick was like an engineer.
Yeah.
Well, I really must be on my way.
Oh, sorry.
Wait. What wasn't fair, good buddy?
I was supposed to take my oath to become a herald of Hammerstone today.
Oh.
Congrats.
It is not fair. Oh,
okay. He clearly didn't get it.
Man, my mistake.
I mean, it's fine.
You see, I was supposed to become a herald of Hammerstone today, but the abbot disappeared last night. He's probably just taking one of his extravagant escapades to Matsuri City again, I suppose.
The abbot disappeared?
Yes.
And
I spent such a long time practicing my birdhouses.
And you say he's taking another extravagant trip to
Matsuri City.
Okay.
You're familiar.
Yeah, no, I know.
You really know their sewer system, apparently.
Is this like a common thing for the abbot to go on trips, on like extravagant trips?
Yes, I was really looking forward to becoming a herald too, but the abbot's probably just partying.
Is
there any way that we could cheer up your day? Do you want to build a birdhouse for me? I could probably get us some birds.
You could do that for me.
I think I could probably try.
Maybe if Hammerstone looked out and saw that all the birdhouses I was building were...
Can you build apartments for birds? Because I know an area that's getting overrun.
Do the heralds hang out at the pub?
Do the heralds hang out at the Plum in Mallet Town? It's kind of like the Abbott House, but it's also like a bar, and it's also like an armorer and a blacksmith. And you'll never find better carpenters. I was almost one of them once, but today I was supposed to become a hammer.
Yeah.
Stop crying, man. You're too old for this.
But it's not fair.
I know it's not fair, but there's a lot of stuff in life that's not fair, man. God, buck up. I push him in the chest.
That's not nice.
No, this is tough.
That wasn't a nice thing to do.
I gotta go on my way. You guys are real mean.
Hey. I love you, sir. Sir, this was love. I was trying to express love.
He turns around. He starts walking the other way.
Goodbye.
You didn't even ask me what my name was.
What is it?
Terry. Terry.
So,
bye, Terry.
Terry the fat friar walks in the other direction toward Matsuri City, presumably to go look for the abbot.
Bye, Terry.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Oh, he's having a rough day.
You know what? Some people just feel sorry for themselves, and I'm tired of it.
No remorse for Terry. No one wants to help the fat friar.
Rip Terry.
He had one dream. He just wanted to be a good carpenter.
Terry the fat friar.
So, where is this area that needs bird condos?
Just in case it comes back.
Just in case this comes back. Who needs bird condos that you know of?
Well, so if we are almost at Mallet Town, it was right before we saw that friar.
What kind of birds were they?
You know the ones that are, like, sort of gray, but, like, sometimes they have a little bit of blue in their wings?
Yeah, they're gray blues.
The gray blues.
There's
a pack of gray blues.
Sure.
Piling on top of each other.
So, TJ, as a level 2 druid, you can shapeshift into any creature you see that is a quarter...
I can currently shapeshift?
So, you can shapeshift into any animals that you have seen. And so you have now seen Grey Blues.
Great.
You can turn into any critical rating monster of a quarter level or lower. So anything from zero to a quarter level, because you're a level two druid. But they cannot swim and they cannot fly. You are not that good yet.
No birds.
You can turn into a bird that cannot fly.
You're a baby Grey Blue.
That's going to be so useful.
You just hop on the ground.
Challenge rating, zero. Movement speed, zero.
Just in case I need to get stepped on, I can.
But
just...
let's say that as a baby Grey Blue, you can do like a baby bird cry and maybe hope to get the attention of a regular Grey Blue, which I would assume is a challenge rating of like an eighth. So it's probably not going to help much unless you're getting attacked by bugs, which
Great.
Could happen.
Great.
You reach Mallet Town on a gloomy, drizzly morning on the outskirts of the Feral Woods, a primordial evergreen forest home to many flora and fauna on the continent of Avalonia.
Hi, guys. I have a bad feeling about this. You think there's animals out here?
I hope so.
There's definitely animals
out
here.
Oh, God, I hate animals.
You are traveling with the...
Why do you hate animals?
My grandfather, he was, killed. He was killed by an animal.
What kind of animal?
Do you know what a seven-legged scrooterbay is?
No, I've only seen eight-legged scrooterbays.
I like to think that this is a monster that maybe one of your parents told you about.
Yep.
Who knows? This is their name for it.
Yeah.
One of your parents is the head of a thieves' guild, right?
Yeah.
And your mother was a doctor, correct?
Yeah.
So maybe one of them in their travels had come across a monster that was eight-legged originally,
yeah,
but had cut one of the legs off. But that's just what they said to you.
Yeah, because actually it was cirrhosis that killed Grandpa. But like,
described cirrhosis to you as if it were an actual beast in the
world.
And
that's why Robin is sober.
Oh, that's right. That's so sad.
And that's crazy because you grew up in a party city.
Yeah.
I hate that so much. I wanted to create some proud black characters and they're all alcoholics. Fuck, man. God.
Oh, bless. Wait, do you want to go back to your sad grandpa being a monster? Because I got
no, it's cirrhosis.
You guys arrive at Mallet Town, and as you're crossing through the gate to Mallet Town, you are explaining this monster that your parents had told you about that had taken the life of your grandfather, and this is what you have taken as truth for your entire life, as long as it might have been.
Also, sorry, I'm gonna yes and the cirrhosis part, because that's a thing that could happen, and it's truly like
so I like to think
like not everyone's eaten by a dragon.
Hey, sometimes your grandpa's just an alcoholic and your parents tell you a fairy tale so you can cope.
What I'd like to take away from this,
never again.
Robin Moonwhisper, this is the first time you might be starting to question whether people in your lives
this is great.
Have actually gone on great adventures, or if it's more just like the movie Big Fish.
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
Oh.
I love my grandpa. I love my grandpa. He is a person that I look up to. But, like, I don't know. My mom felt some type of way about him. We're not going to go into my whole fucking shit right now. But, oh, man. Doubt.
You enter Mallet Town from the north entrance. You see a large three-story building on your right. You see a two-story building on your left. You see what looks like a flower grove toward the southwest corner of town. And you see a larger building in the southeast corner of town. And a small body of water toward the south. West. And a tower over there by that water. The tower is made of stone, and many of the other buildings are a combination of stone and woodwork. And they are very, very elegant, beautiful buildings. Master craftsmen made these.
Can we see the designs on the building?
You roll an investigation check for me, or a perception check.
14 total.
You notice that the symbol on the building to your right, the three-story building, has a symbol that is identical to the hammer insignia you saw on the friar's robes.
And I think this is the Hammerstone mm-hmm. Bar Blacksmithery place. Do we want to explore it all, or do you just want to go into the bar?
Let's go into the bar.
I think we should go into the bar.
All right.
Let's go straight into that bar.
Let's go into the Hammerstone.
You walk up to the front of the Plum. The building itself is delightfully symmetrical, certainly built to impress. Every vertical element of the building is perfectly perpendicular to the ground and girders. From the interior, you hear loud banging and chanting. How do you proceed?
Can we ask them to be quiet?
What's wrong?
I'm just thinking about stuff now. Can't hear my thoughts. Can you people be quiet, please?
Did you say people?
Please, you did say
what?
People.
We call them people where I come from.
It's just probably just because you guys are drunk all the time.
This is,
I walked away from this argument to a front desk. Is how this happened.
You walk in, and the front desk is larger than you are probably imagining. The front desk looks like a bar, and there is a short dwarven man with a red beard standing behind the bar.
Hi. We were told to come here, by Professor Chael. He's a friend of mine. Said he hooked us up with a room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you must be Serenel. You guys got room number one.
Oh, whoa.
Hey.
Thank you so much, Mr.
Room number
Sir.
One.
Right. It's right upstairs, and it's the first door on the left.
Are there bunk beds or any beds that are very high up?
There are two bunk beds, in fact.
High five.
Wow, that was great that you guys high fived. And no one offered me the high five.
Would you like a high five as well?
I would love a high five. Thank you.
All right.
We're really good at it. We've been practicing. Once more.
Boom.
Wow, that sure is something.
They did it the entire walk over here.
The trick is you look at their elbow.
You gotta look at their elbow. If you look at the hand, then you just miss every time.
Wow, can you guys show me that one more time?
Yeah.
Make a dexterity check for me.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, those are both under 10. Now, 10 is kind of like the standard make it or break it point.
What?
And so you guys just had a very unsuccessful time.
Guys, all of a sudden I feel very stressed.
It was mostly my thumb. I just only with my thumb.
Yeah, your thumb's
connected.
Like,
it counted that we touched, but we wouldn't, like, we wouldn't think about it.
And that's what happens when you're cocky.
All of a sudden, I feel very strange about this place.
I don't like
it. That was very underwhelming.
Wait a minute. We'll do it. Wait, no.
That's alright.
No,
you don't need
to
do it again. That's okay. I get it. You probably feel a little embarrassed, and you probably want to go upstairs to your room and go to bed.
We did it the whole way here, sir.
She said.
You did practice.
We practiced.
Well, if you guys are done high-fiving each other in the lobby, I guess... You either want to go upstairs or order something to drink.
I would love a Grinch Ale.
You see, there's a problem with that. Grinch Ale comes through.
I'll have one Sagarella, please.
You're going to be doubly disappointed then. You see, the Sagarella and the
Grinch Ale.
The Grinch Ale both come through my tap, and all my taps stopped working as of this morning.
Wait a minute, your taps are...
No.
My pipes are all clogged up, I guess. I can't get anything to pour.
Well, what have you tried to do to fix it? That's the best way to approach a problem.
I agree with him.
We just opened up. I was about to go in the back and check it on out. You all come with me to the tap room?
Yeah.
I think I'm making a friend.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Remember what he said about our high fives?
Well,
he didn't really say anything.
No,
he was very polite.
It was
let's be real.
It was stage
fright. We practiced to get better.
He was exceedingly polite.
Let's acknowledge our flaws.
Yeah, we should acknowledge our flaws. I accept that that wasn't perfect. And
yeah.
I had a lot to
do. All right.
You know what, man? Thanks. We'll help you out.
Thanks.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm glad you had that discussion on our walk over to the tap room. Here it is.
He opens up. It's like a door that you'd see on a submarine, and he twists it open. He revolves the wheel around, swings it open, to reveal a series of pipes that are all connected to each other, and he goes,
"It's of my own design. You'll never see one quite like it. Come, follow me inside."
and you walk into the tap room, which is about 12 feet by 12 feet. Copper pipes line the walls, and he's like,
well, I shouldn't do something blocking it here somewhere. I'm sure we can find it if we all keep looking.
Sure. I'm going to roll a perception check.
Okay.
Here I go.
Yeah, look at that.
12.
I'm also going to roll a perception check.
5, 17. I know that you say you've never... I've never seen something like this, but I feel like I'm pretty familiar. Very intuitive design.
You start looking the pipes over, and you immediately notice this one spot where the liquid is squirting out from like a part where the pipes meet, and it kind of, you can see the block, and it expands the pipe, and it looks like there's something stuck in there.
Found it. And so I take my flower staff, my big flower staff, and I have Dildur shimmy up to the top of it, and I lift it up so he can get a better look at the pipe.
Dildur is really kind of just like this fun guy who can move. He's like basically a finger puppet.
He's like an animated doll.
He's like your animated doll.
He's like Groot, but like you don't speak Groot.
Right.
He's a less convenient Groot.
He's right. Groot.
And yeah, it's like Dildur can't really help you in any way. Dildur has no functionality, but Dildur is a really cute mascot and a really good bud.
Okay.
Aww.
And I'm sure
I believe
can,
in him, though.
I'm sure you can. So do you want to consult with Dildur still?
Now for a different reason, but...
Okay.
Anyway, I just take my stick and I poke it. Not Dildur. I take my flower staff... And I just poke the pipe. Almost like I'm gesturing, showing where it is to our buddy who... I'm sorry, sir. If I got your name, I forgot it.
Oh, you never asked. That's okay. My name's Gimmert.
Well, Gimmert, I found your problem.
Oh, yeah, I can see that bulge in the pipe right there. You know, it looks like all those nuts and bolts are loose there. I bet if you throw that whip up there and... pull real hard. If we all pull hard together, maybe we might be able to rip it off.
Because teamwork works.
Yeah, I like that too.
I take out my whip and my thorn whip and I throw it up and I try and wrap it around.
Can you make, you do have to
roll
for that. I guess you would make an attack on the pipe. So what
on
is
the,
your...
On the, there's like a bolt, right? I'm trying to wrap it around the bolt, so if I pull down, it pulls it in the...
Right. So you make a melee spell attack against your target.
So does the 15 that I rolled while you were earlier?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, that's a 20
great.
Then.
Yeah.
Tell me what happens.
So I say, everybody stand back. It's a little pointy. I put my hand out, and it's a spell. So it almost looks like it's coming out of my sleeve, but it sort of just like appears in my hand. And I pull back, and I... whip up towards it, and the thorn whip goes up and wraps around, and one of the thorns comes out and like digs directly into the nut in perfect formation.
Cool.
Just,
and then,
and then
you
I
pull?
Say everybody, I say I just pull it down.
Do you guys assist him?
He asked for help. Yeah.
Everyone, careful of the thorns.
I do a kick.
All right. So, slag, you roll.
Yeah.
he stands in front of me and kicks me. Like,
Robin, will
backwards.
You make an acrobatics check for me?
Hell yeah. So it's whatever this is, plus 6.
Oh,
18. Oh, fuck yeah. 18 plus 6.
Cool, this is stylish as fuck.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So I want you guys to tell me how this looks.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So it's like three backflips to... And this is like slow motion. Three backflips, boom, flip, 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 spinny flip, like they do in the gymnastics. I land on Slag's chest.
And as he lands there,
a front backpack?
I lean back and use the force of both of him pushing off of me to also push me back as we tug and just spin the nut.
Yeah, and there's like fucking baller music playing, like some shit you would see and like...
It's like the new version of Jock Jam.
Yeah, it's like that or Avengers, and there's a spinning shot
yeah.
of all of us doing cool fucking poses while this shit happens.
Slag's muscles are bulging,
yeah.
sweat beating down his temples.
I don't even care that
and Gimmert's just like,
is Serenel helping out?
And no, at this point, I think I'm holding the end of it and just watching.
You're yeah. standing back with Gimmert,
just rolling her eyes.
In. It was a good flip.
Gimmert's crying.
Oh my god, I've never seen something that amazing before.
And then we look at each other and high five.
Boom! Make a dexterity check.
15 plus
10.
19, nice. Baby.
So you propel yourself off of his chest. The force of your kick plus his strain. The next thing you hear is clang, clang, clang as the pipe falls to the ground. As you descend from your midair jump, you come down and perfectly high-five Slag, who just needed to have his hand waiting. Popping out of the copper tube
oh, fuck.
Is a dead halfling male.
I threw up!
Oh, God, 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 o